It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Appreciate Crestview Country Club for being a great sponsor of the program. Was just up there the other day having a beer, bowl of clam chowder. I was watching two baseball games. No, I was watching a basketball game and a baseball game all at once. It was great. It's about ready to be golf season. It's about ready for all of these great things. Give Crestview a call. They'll tell you about all the different ways you can take in all the cool things that they have going on. We appreciate their support. We are talking transfer portal. We're talking Flory Badunga and all transfer portal news and things that are happening. Badunga, the most high profile of the teams we watch, but we're dealing with the same thing with Quincy Ballard. Ballard, we are of the understanding, is about opportunity, right? And wanting to win. Flory's basically saying the same thing. He's just a freshman. I think what's hard about it is you just assume people aren't going to leave Kansas when you feel like the opportunity's there. But what have we heard or known or anything, Tommy, that guarantees us that Flory would be the guy next year, right? I mean, I don't recall hearing anything like that. So I just don't think.
But why wouldn't he be? Why wouldn't he be?
Well, because I don't know, because he wasn't this year, I guess. Like, and again, I'm not saying that he won't be. I think he will be too. I'm just saying, like, until you know those things, you don't know them, right? Like, you don't know what's going to happen otherwise in the portal.
Okay, but
Bill wants to win greatly.
As soon as Flory entered the portal on Saturday, he immediately became the top big man available in the country. Like, there aren't other, there are other big men that are out there. Quincy Ballard is one of them, whatever. But nobody better than Flory. Like, by all accounts, like, he became the best big man available in the transfer portal. So, there also, Kansas doesn't have anybody else on their roster to challenge him for that. Like, Zach Clemens is not going to challenge him. Like, they don't have anybody else to take that away from him currently on that roster. They don't have You know, it wasn't like there were any other, like, at least so far, other big men portal guys that they've been linked to. And when he did enter the portal on Saturday, he immediately became the top guy available. So I think by, like, just, I don't know, process of elimination, it's pretty common sense that he was going to be the guy next year.
I've told you, I think he's coming back. For all of these reasons, I think he'll be back. But I'm not surprised that he went in until things have a settling around college basketball. Like, again, there's too many people involved, too many voices in the ears, and too much on the line to not want some sort of guarantees if you're an elite level player. That's just the reality that we now live in. I get it. I get it. I totally get it. And until we can put these guys under contract, we're always going to wonder about it. They're going to wonder about it. Maybe it's as simple, Tommy, as Florey just wants to know that Kansas is going to bring in a bunch of dudes that are awesome so that they can win a title. And we don't know that yet. You know what I mean? Like, there's a million different reasons. And I think he'll be back. But I'm not that surprised that he's in. I'm only surprised that he's in because we assumed that he wouldn't be. Right. But there's no reason that he wouldn't be necessarily.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that if Florey ends up going somewhere else and he does not come back. And don't get me wrong. I love Bill Self. I've always loved Bill Self. But I do think that if Florey doesn't come back, that combined with other things that have happened, I think Bill Self has to take a pretty good look in the mirror. Like, maybe reevaluating the way that he does things a little bit. Like, the over-reliance on veterans, the short leash on newcomers, not letting your transfers have long leashes. I think part of the reason, and I know they had disappointing seasons just in general, but I think part of the reason why Rylan Griffin and AJ Storr never really materialized is because they knew if they screwed up, they would be right back on the bench. There was no, like, freedom to really go and play your game. But there was freedom for guys that had been in that program for a long time, like DeJuan Harris and KJ Adams. When those guys are making mistake after mistake after mistake, and I think we can all say that DeJuan Harris especially regressed in his final year in Lawrence. But he wasn't getting benched. He wasn't on the bench. You know, or if there was a mismanagement, and I don't know if there was, I have no idea, but if there was some kind of mismanagement with Florey Badunga's minutes and him going right back on the bench when KJ Adams is healthy again after producing at a high level and being an impact player while KJ was hurt, but then we barely see Badunga the rest of the way. And if there's no guarantee for him that he's going to be the guy and then he leaves and he goes somewhere else, I think you have to point it back at the head coach a little bit. Like, man, like there are some things. It is a different world, like it or not. It's a different world with the portal. It's a different world with NIL. What these kids want, what they're looking for. They've got agents. They've got, you know, camps and handlers and all this stuff. Like, you've got to adjust the way that you do things. And I don't think that Bill Self is just magically, because he's a Hall of Famer and title-winning coach, that he's above reproach. I think he would have to look himself in the mirror like, hey, maybe I mismanaged this a little bit with Florey.
Maybe. I look at Houston. I try to compare this to what everybody else in college basketball is doing, right? Houston is made up of everything. Just look at their top three players. Sharp is a lifer with Houston. Cryer obviously spent time somewhere else. Milos Uzan also spent time somewhere else at Oklahoma. So they've done it sort of that way, right? He's been loyal to his guys. He's brought in good players from other places. I don't know. I would tell you that I think Bill Self had a problem with this particular group of players and how they fit. There are teams that are highly successful that are doing it through players that are homegrown through their system, UConn. There are teams that are doing it, bringing in all kinds of new players each year, Duke. And there are teams that are doing it, you know, through the transfer portal, Auburn. I don't think there's one way. Are we allowed to say to skin a cat? I feel like that's probably mean now, but we'll say it anyway. You know what I mean? Like, there are lots of ways to get there. And this particular group for Kansas for 2 years now was not the best way. And so now they have to do it a different way. And what does that look like? Like, I think we're overreacting to a bad mix of DeJuan Harris, KJ Adams, and Hunter Dickinson as the core. I think that's what we're doing. Like, that did not work. It didn't work for 2 years. Now they get a clean reset. But I don't think if we look around the country, like, there is this one way that it should be done anywhere, because that's not what we're seeing. There's all kinds of ways to put it together. Florida, what's Florida's strength? Well, their strength is they got like 10 dudes they can run at you the whole game. So, yes, Bill Self has to do some evaluating. I think if you're looking at Bill Self and what might have to change, it's that he's going to have really talented freshmen stick around that grow with the program. But again, like, if you look historically, Bill Self has given huge roles to freshmen in the past, right? Grady Dick had a huge role. Johnny Furphy had a huge role. Like, freshmen have had huge roles.
But you and I were talking about this over the weekend at your birthday party. We were talking about Grady Dick, and you even said at the time that the Grady Dick had filled a role for Kansas, but he didn't do all of the things that Grady Dick does. There was still sort of a limitation on what Bill Self wanted him to do. And we've seen Grady Dick flourish in the NBA because he's been playing his full game in the NBA. I don't think he really got to do that when he was at Kansas. I agree with you when you told me that this weekend.
But who was he going to, whose minutes was he going to replace on that team? Whose shot taking or whatever else it was? And I'm not saying it's right, wrong, or indifferent. I'm not. I'm just saying, like, who loses production off of that team to clear Grady Dick to have the sort of role that he would have been capable, and had he played 4 years at Kansas, he certainly would have had by the end of it. There's no question about that. But is it Jalen Wilson? So now you don't want Jalen Wilson to be a focal point because that would be the guy. That's the problem, and I think that's the problem that Flory Badunga faced. Are you going to not give Hunter Dickinson the minutes? Hunter Dickinson's an All-American.
Yeah, I don't think it's about Hunter Dickinson. I think it's about K.J. Adams.
Well, they weren't going to run two centers.
Yes, they were. They did when K.J. Adams was hurt.
Because they had to, and they lost games in that stretch. Like, they had to do it then, but no team runs two centers out there.
They did, and it worked.
They had to, though. They had to. Like, I'm saying, like, if they have their preference, nobody's running two centers out there. I mean, they had to at times because K.J. Adams got hurt and all these different things. But I think the problem was Hunter Dickinson was in Flory's way. That's the position he played. So
I don't feel like that's the problem, because Badunga and his team clearly knew that when he committed to Kansas. Like, clearly knew that Dickinson was on that roster and was going to play, and he was an All-American, right? I don't think that if that was the issue, then it goes back on Flory's camp. Like, you guys are idiots for thinking, like, mate, what, is he going to play? Is he going to play over Dickinson? Like,
you're confident in your young person. Like, you knew KJ Adams was going to play too. Like, you knew those guys would be there. It just wasn't enough. And again, we got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue the conversation. Maybe they're just leveraging for more money. I mean, whatever. We'll come back. Keep going.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second guessing every choice you make. in. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ooh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. You want to win some HTO, you can do that right now. You can get your hands on a free cup of iced tea, which are available to you in East or West Wichita or in Derby. All you got to do is text the keyword T-E-A, to the short code 20357. That'll get you a free cup of iced tea while you're in. For the next 2 weeks, you can enter to win tickets to the Alabama concert coming to Intrust Bank Arena. So while you're in, grab a tee, enter that contest to win Alabama tickets there in store. But you can get your hands on the free tee by texting the keyword tee to 20357. Good luck, everybody. Welcome back into Sports Daily. Spending a little more time probably than anticipated on Badunga in Kansas, but I think there is a bigger like program thing that's being discussed a lot. So it's interesting. We will talk Royals baseball here in this second hour of Sports Daily for sure. But as we're talking about it, like we don't totally agree on, like, I think it was more of a Dickinson in the way of Flory than KJ. Tommy thinks it was more of KJ. Either way, like the fit wasn't there for Flory. He didn't have a role, a clearly defined role on this team. I think he teased us with his ability. We all think he's going to be great. I think he's coming back because I think it will become clearer what Bill Self's intentions with this roster are over time. If it's only about the money, I don't think anybody within reason is going to be able to make that a better situation for Flory Badunga. Playing time is up for debate. Like, who's going to be Kansas's point guard next year? Like, I picture Flory Badunga with an elite point guard and how awesome that would be. We don't know who their point guard's
going to
be.
That's where Darren Peterson comes into play. And, you know, he's going to be
a point guard?
I believe so, yeah. And I think he's an attacking, scoring first point guard. At least I think that's the way he played in high school. And he'll be a difference maker. And I think that's the thing that probably, if Flory doesn't come back, that has disappointed me the most about this in the last 48 hours is that they're leaning a lot on Darren Peterson to reinvent their offense next season, I think. And Peterson even said that the player he was most looking forward to playing with was Flory Badunga. So that's the most disappointing thing if Flory doesn't come back.
And again, I think he will. Now, this is going to be a really interesting season for Kansas. They're not going to come in as the preseason number one. They're not going to do any of that because they won't return pretty much anybody. They'll be a total unknown. And they're gonna have to grow over the course of the season. Like, people are going to have to be very patient with this or any Kansas team. It's a future for Kansas looks like not holding on to players too long. Like, that's what's being asked. That's what's so crazy about this. Like, people are going to get mad that Kansas can't retain this player, but they're also mad that they retained these other players for too long. Like, it was just those guys. Like, Kansas can do and is capable of doing and building a roster any way that they want to. And there's not one right way to do it. The team that won a national championship was filled up with dudes that had spent a lot of time in the program. Okay, they tried that again with the current group and all the experience that they brought to the table wasn't the best fit, didn't work. So now what are they? They're going to go back to the drawing board and they're going to be young or at least inexperienced in Bill Self's program. They're going to have to see if they can get there. I don't think we've ever seen Bill Self take a team on a deep run that way. Unless I'm wrong, have we? Like, we've never seen a whole bunch of new faces come into Kansas and that be their formula. So that's what would concern me if I was a Kansas fan, as much as so many Kansas fans, and I would probably fall in this camp, ready for a reset and all those things. We've never seen them be successful that way. So they're going to have to do something unique that this year anyway. That's it. Like, it's either Flory. I mean, if you think Diggy Coit, I guess, but like, they don't have anybody coming back. Especially if Flory goes. And even if Flory came back, he didn't play the kind of role that you're like, oh, they've got that dude back. He's for sure going to be their top guy. How many years, Tommy, have we gone into a season not knowing with certainty who Kansas's top guy was going to be? You know what I mean? Like, we think this freshman should be.
It will be. I mean, like that's the thing, is that whether or not he leads them to a championship, I don't know. But make no mistake about it, Darren Peterson is going to be the leader of this team as a freshman. He's comparable to Andrew Wiggins as far as the level of recruit that he is for the Jayhawks. And remember that one year that Wiggins was with Kansas, like, he was a freshman and he led that team. They didn't win a championship, right? So, like, I think that's probably the closest comparison. But we're talking about a Naismith High School Player of the Year, you know, in Darren Peterson.
Grady Dick was that too.
I know, but I'm talking about what his role is and how highly touted. Like, Darren Peterson is more highly regarded as an incoming recruit than Grady Dick was. You know, like, just from all of the accolades and everything that Darren Peterson has. And it's not a knock on Grady Dick. Dick was phenomenal. And he was very highly regarded coming out of high school.
When he was the Gatorade Player of the Year, nationally.
But Darren Peterson is a higher touted and higher caliber recruit.
He's higher on the recruiting ranking list
than Grady Dick was. Like, there has not been another recruit coming into Kansas like Darren Peterson since Andrew Wiggins. We're talking in the last 12 years. And so make no mistake about it, he will be the guy that leads this offense. I don't care who they go and acquire in the transfer portal, and they'll get some players, I'm sure. They'll get some guys that can score, I would imagine. They may have to replace Flory Badunga now. So there may be a lot of open holes that they're going to have to go and plug. But make no mistake, Darren Peterson will lead this offense next year.
Yeah, and they'll go get anybody else that they want to get. Like, that's don't forget. Like, again, you can't misread the history of the last couple of years. Hunter Dickinson was the prize. They went and got him. Ryland Griffin was for what Kansas was looking for. Ryland Griffin was the prize, right? Like, they go get who they want. It's Kansas. They just have to get the right mix of guys. That's it. Whether Flory Badunga is a part of that or not. If Flory Badunga doesn't come to Kansas, they're going to go get a really talented big man to play that position. Maybe they go get Quincy Ballard if Flory Badunga leaves. And Quincy Ballard has more experience and can help them a great deal. Like, who knows? I'm not overly concerned with it as much as I love how good I think Flory Badunga can be. What about K-State, Tommy, while we're on it? No cats in the portal yet. That is a big surprise to me, and I don't know why that is. I fully expected a ton of them to go in. None of them have yet. Should we have any reaction to that yet, or is it just a waiting game at this point?
I think it's a waiting game at this point, and I, you know, every team is going to have movement. We just don't know what that movement is for the Wildcats yet. I do think that it's a fairly positive sign, though, that we haven't seen much movement, I would think. I mean, really, I was trying to, like, kind of figure it out in my mind the other day, knowing that nobody had, you know, declared for the portal yet for Kansas State, and I thought, okay, I think generally, yes, it's a good thing, but also, if they just don't know, and if these players haven't made decisions yet, then that's gonna hurt Jerome Tang going and finding other players in the portal because they might be late. And then I also started to think about, okay, in the previous couple of years, Kansas State has been late in the portal with additions. And I think it's worked out to varying degrees of success for them. You know, if memory serves, I mean, like, wasn't Arthur Kaluma like a very late signing out of the portal for Kansas State a couple of years ago? Like, I think it was like
Coleman Hawkins was
like, so, you know, I think generally speaking, it's okay for them because they've been able to recruit late in the portal cycle and still been okay to be able to get impactful players.
Keontae was
very late. People weren't sure he was going to be able to play. You know, so like that's kind of where Jerome Tang has lived. So if there does even end up being movement from some of these current guys on the roster, at least Tang and his staff have experience in navigating the later stages of the portal.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's interesting that they haven't gone in because you like obviously look around the country. Like if they want to go in, they're in now. I kind of expected almost all of these guys to go in just based on like loose stuff. And again, this is the hardest thing to follow ever, but just sort of on what you hear from people, but they're not. And so then I'm thinking, okay, well, this team obviously didn't live up to its expectation, but boy, it showed us what it could be in brief spurts. Now that was largely dependent on Coleman Hawkins being their best player, not their best scorer, but their best player. So they would have to replace that. But a lot of these pieces do fit together, and they're going to lose Gasan too, obviously. So they'll have work to do. But if they come back, I do think it's a good thing for K-State. I don't know, you know, they've still got a lot of proving to do, and certainly Jerome Tang is not anywhere close to the proven commodity Bill Self is. But they have at least been successful in the portal, and they've been successful on the recruiting trail, and so. It is an interesting start. I think if they only have to go get one or two guys, Tommy, that's a great thing for K-State next year.
Yeah, I think that I was trying to look this up and not to get away from K-State, but I was trying to think of like the best comparison to what this Kansas team could potentially look like next season with Darren Peterson. And this would assume that Flory comes back. And I think it is that 2013-2014 team when they had Andrew Wiggins for his 1 year. They also had Joel Embiid, his freshman year, played for Kansas. So it was Wiggins and Embiid together. Like that could be a Darren Peterson, Flory Badunga combination. The other thing about that year is the year prior, Jeff Withey, who had been with the program for, you know, a while, had graduated. So like you can maybe compare him to an extent to Hunter Dickinson, you know, leaving the program. And then you've got two younger guys kind of taking over. The Jayhawks, they won one game in the tournament that year and lost to Stanford in the second round. And they had Andrew Wiggins and Joel Embiid playing on that team. So like that 1 year didn't lead to a title. It didn't even lead to a second weekend appearance for the Jayhawks, but they were a top 10 team nationally. And they had two of the best younger guys in the country on that roster. And assuming Flory comes back, I think you can maybe draw some comparisons to that roster and that team to what we might be seeing this coming season.
I don't think that's the path, by the way. Based on what we've seen in college basketball in recent years, it might be their path next year because they lose so much, you know, through graduation and everything else. I think you've got to have some retention involved to win now. Look at these teams that we're seeing right now. I mean, they just ooze experience in this tournament. It's going to be really hard to win with really young. And then there's Duke, though, right? And then there's the Cooper Flagg led Duke. So lots of ways to do it. I think with those two teams, Kansas and Kansas State, you're going to see very different. Well, I don't know what's going to happen with Kansas State. I thought all their dudes would be in the portal, too. So if they don't, that totally changes, I think, next year and what that looks like for them. KU, no matter what they do, are going to have to go get at least four, like, big-time contributors next year to this roster, and maybe even more, depending on what else happens. But they've got a ton of work to do, and that's just the reality of graduation and all those things. Wichita State is interesting. Wichita State, we also know, like Kansas, is basically going to have a hard reset. You hope that the Shockers are able to retain Corey Washington. He will be fascinating. And, you know, depending on what sort of resources the Shockers have, how do you go about it? Are they, from the beginning, like, are they in a position to retain him compared to what he could get elsewhere? Does he like his role? Does he like the fit and all that stuff? I think that's one part of it. The other part is, if they do, what else do they have, right? Are they able to then go do anything else with their remaining basically pool of money or whatever it is? So that will be fascinating. We're seeing now reports of like flirting with a lot of, you know, and I don't consider, by the way, the AAC or the Mountain West mid-major. I'm talking like got to win your conference tournament to get into the NCAA tournament type players. You're seeing a lot of that kind of flirtation happening. I would say that I think right now, Tommy, that's probably the best path for Wichita State. Eventually, I think they need to be in the market that Memphis and Creighton and some of these other great basketball-only schools are, but I don't think they're there yet. So I think this is probably the best way to do it. It's where Corey Washington came from, right? So let's see if they can go pick the right ones and put them together. I think that's an easier path, too, by the way, to winning games quickly, to go get those kinds of players that are upperclassmen type players from those levels, because I think it's easier to get them to all buy in together. But it's a long road for Wichita State right now. And it has to start with Corey Washington.
Yeah, it's been fascinating to watch the way that the Shockers have navigated the portal the last couple of years, because there, you know, there are a variety of ways to go and attack players. You know, do you go and try to find a top tier player from the stage below you, a conference smaller than you, to give them, you know, a little bit more exposure at your level? Or do you go and you try to find somebody at a bigger program that's not getting the kind of playing time they want, and you can pay them and you can give them the opportunity in your program? That's been kind of the path for a while for Wichita State. I mean, look at guys like Justin Hill and Bijan Cortez. Like, those guys came from Georgia and Oklahoma respectively, wanted probably more playing time, and they were able to come and you know, get that at Wichita State to varying levels of success. And so
they've done both. Yeah. And then you look at Corey Washington and Xavier Bell.
Right.
And they came up right from the lower levels. So it's fine. And then you have the freshmen who didn't play much this year, who are pretty good recruits that could also come up. Again, there's no right or wrong way to do this. You just hope that you have the coach that does it the right way, that fits his style the best, and that they have the resources to go do it. They have a couple of junior college guys, at least one that we saw play around here. So I think they have the toughest road based on what we've seen so far, for sure. And that's even relative to expectations. Like, what is the expectation? To compete, let's call it to compete for a league title. Even knowing that they'll be in the American and not the Big 12, don't you think they have the toughest road still to get there based on what we've seen so far and what we know to be the resources in place?
Sure. I mean, absolutely. Yeah. Just because of the status of the program and the expectations that are on them. Sure, I would absolutely say that.
Yeah, and it basically comes down to, do you think K-State can compete for a Big 12 title? Do you think Wichita State can compete? I think, you know, they both have long roads, but if you tell me that K-State's going to get all their players back, I'm like, well, yeah, I would take that. I think it's wild. It's crazy. It is impossible to follow. So bear with us. There's so much rumor and reporting, and a lot of it's very true, and a lot of it's not even remotely true. And the biggest problem, Tommy, is that we're still playing college basketball right now. Close the damn portal until after the national championship is played. Please. Like, we know they're going to talk anyway. We know these things are going to happen anyway. But even if you want to go so simple as, what if Bill Self had an extra couple of weeks to hang with Florey and talk to him before he could go in? That makes a huge difference. Makes a huge difference as we see coaches bouncing around before their teams are even done. I don't know that it's fair or you can fix it, but you can at least try to say, hey, no tampering before the season's finished. Is that so much to ask? I mean, it's insane that we don't ask that right now. What kind of disadvantage are the four teams still playing at? The teams that should be rewarded or at a massive disadvantage in the recruiting world right now? Because everybody else gets to focus on next year. It's so dumb. That'll do it for us on a Monday. Look, we're going to be doing this a lot, this portal talk. We're trying to keep up as best we can. We'll continue to watch it for all three of Wichita State, K-State, and KU and get you apprised of whatever it is that's happening. Don't forget, you've got Royals Day Baseball today here on KFH. They'll take on the Brewers, 1 o'clock coverage. And then you have coaches' shows tonight. Brian Green for the Shocker baseball team. Christy Breadbinner for the Shocker softball team. Those are at 6 and 7 o'clock, respectively. It's a good Monday, Tommy. It's a good energy for a Monday.
Yeah, the first show of your 40s. I feel like it went off pretty well.
All right, this is what the 40s are going to be like. We'll be in good shape. We'll be good. I'm not weirded out by being in my 40s and saying that out loud, that I'm 40 years old. Not even at all. Not even a little bit. All right, we'll have Felix Johnson in tomorrow. Talk a little Chiefs. We'll start to get ready for the draft. Look at players and things with Felix. We'll see you then.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.